I think what we should try to focus on is what benefit the airport brings to the region, and sort of assess that benefit against the cost of having it here.
But I mean, the ratepayers, as you know, always are keen to know when they're going to maybe have to pay a little less towards supporting this airport. It's an ongoing concern for ratepayers, as you know. And when they hear this, it's certainly, whether you want to focus on the positive or not, it's not very positive for them. They'll see this as a very negative story.
Well, I know. I think whilst they're wanting to focus on the positive, I also want to sort of focus on the benefit, which, again, is the GVA that the airport contributes. If I could add, though, Sean, that over the last 5 years, when the sort of governance arrangements were altered at City of Derry Airport and the board came on board, pardon the repeat, airport was costing about £1 million or 33% more than it does at the moment to the ratepayer. So over that period, we've reduced it. And if you multiply that by the number of years we've been in existence as a board and as a company, that's a saving of over £6 million to the ratepayers of the North West. Now, that's can't sort of live on past glories and so forth.
How was that achieved?
That was achieved really through, cost reduction. In terms of how the airport is operated, and also getting greater commercial income from the various sort of commercial activities, the non-aeronautical activities that the airport carries on.
Is the main problem the lack of flights from the airport?
Well, yes, it's a very simple business. The airport business is a very simple business in one sense. As a business model, it's relatively simple. The more passengers that you have going through, the more the airport makes, the more revenue it generates. As an airport, we're capable of taking considerably more passengers through the airport without adding much by way of cost. We have a lot of fixed cost here, so every additional passenger is a contribution to the bottom line. The challenge for us is really to grow the number of passengers, and it's really reflecting those challenges that give rise to my comments to the Governance Committee yesterday about when we are likely to achieve profitability.
Yeah. But you have a problem, don't you, because you've got the only show in town that is Ryanair, and that's fantastic, you know, that they're there. Without them, let's face it, we wouldn't have the airport. But the other additional services that you talked about and had been fanfared aren't coming to pass. For instance, that Dublin service, you know, and there was great fanfare that the Dublin route was coming back. Now it isn't.
I'm not too sure if there was a considerable amount of fanfare. We certainly announced it back in November last year when the DfT confirmed that the application for funding support had been approved, that we were working towards getting that route up and running, and we had expected that work would lead to the route coming on stream in April. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. And the principal reason for that was we had everything ready to go. Brexit happened, then following Brexit was that sudden devaluation in sterling just at that critical time, in that critical juncture when the route was about to start. And the airline basically balked at that at that time, said it was too big a commercial risk for them to be taking, and didn't proceed. Obviously, we're concerned that that has happened, and disappointed that that has happened, because we know there's a demand for a service to Dublin. But we haven't given up on the Dublin service, and we're exploring other mechanisms to bring that route forward.
That would be great, wouldn't it? Let's be honest.
It would indeed. Yeah.
But in the past, it's been and tried and tested. It's worked, and then it stopped working. And you know, you need continuity. People need continuity with these services, don't they? I mean, even Ryanair cut back on their flights.
Well, you're right, Sean, and that's one of the things that we're really, really focused on at the moment, is trying to find the airline that really operates on that sort of basis on a regular. And I'm not saying Ryanair have been unreliable in terms of their schedule, but their schedule doesn't suit everybody. And there are other ways of approaching it, whereby you might have double daily services to sort of key locations throughout these islands. And that's really what we're attending to achieve.
What does that mean?
It means that you can go somewhere in the morning and come back in the evening. So like the service we had to Dublin in the past, we'd like to be able to repeat that and have that reintroduced. And as I mentioned earlier, we're working on that. Manchester would be an objective of ours, a double daily service to Manchester.
Because some of the problems, I mean, and I don't want to be just focusing on the negative, but some of the problems, because I've used the service and I live near the airport and it's great, but you know, some of the problems with the flights, as you have alluded to, are that you have to be up half the night to get them because they're so early in the morning, like coming from England or wherever, you know, or and that in itself isn't a great thing, is it? Because people having to travel then to the airport, it's not that easy for people in the early hours of the morning. So it all goes against helping the service.
Well, yes, and but unfortunately, that's the situation we find ourselves in. We're the airport that Ryanair fly to. They don't fly from Cidade area in the sense that they don't have an aircraft based here. So generally we're the first flight out of the sort of host airport, as it were, either Stansted or Liverpool. The Glasgow service operates sort of midday, and it's doing very well.
That's good. Yeah.
And
it's very short. I mean, what is it?
Well, it's a mid-afternoon service as well too, which seems to suit quite a few of our customers.
So, what about this Alicante route, or you know, people travelling to Portugal? You know, there was all these holiday flights for a while as well. What's happened to them?
Well, I'm pleased to let you know that we will be making an announcement tomorrow about another summer sun destination from Derry. That's as much as I can say at the moment. The Alicante service, unfortunately, it didn't meet the sort of performance criteria that the operator required, and therefore it was withdrawn. We're operating a four-month Faro service.
That usually means not enough people on the seats, doesn't it?
Well, it can mean two things. It can mean that you either fill the plane, but in order to do it, you have to discount the prices so much that it makes it uneconomic for the airline, or there are just not enough people paying booking the flight.
Okay.
It can be one or the other.
I presume the flight you're going to be announcing tomorrow is to Spain, is it?
I'm not at liberty to say,
okay.
but all will be revealed tomorrow.
All right, so there's some good news.
It is. It
and
is.
That's
it
Ryanair is. As well, is it?
No, I'm not. It's not. It's a different operator.
Oh, that's interesting.
So it's,
Okay, well, that's some good news. Anyway, what can people do about it? I mean, because there's so much choice. You know, you go to Belfast, you go to Dublin. I mean, Derry's so handy for people. It would be great if we had all these services and people didn't have to travel a long way. But your problem is the amount of routes available from Belfast at the moment. That would be a big problem for your airport, wouldn't it?
Well, I think the fact is we're here, they're there, they're an hour and a half away, and that's always going to be the case until the road network or whatever is improved here in Northern Ireland. So, you know, that sort of physical distance is a given, and you know, I think people would rather, as you just mentioned there, fly from here if the services were available from here at the right price. Not convenience. People don't want to be driving over the Glenshane Pass in the middle of winter to go to Belfast Airport if that can be avoided.
Okay. How sustainable is City of Derry Airport then? If things continue the way they are and, you know, you see Ryanair not increasing flights, not increasing their service from the airport, I mean, how perilous would that be?
Well, there are other operators out there, and we're actually in very active and ongoing discussions with those operators.
Not like EasyJet.
Other operators, as Sean, I think the airlines prefer not to disclose those discussions while they're ongoing. But we're in conversation with other airlines on a regular basis around the possibility of operating from City of Derry.
But is your problem, Roy? Let's say that one of the other major operators said, "Okay, yeah, we're interested in coming to Derry." Would Ryanair then go maybe on a huff and say, "Well, we're pulling out"? Is that one of the problems?
No, because on the routes that Ryanair are currently servicing, it would seem improbable that someone would come along and try and sort of compete with them on those routes.
Mm.
But there are other routes available from here and other destinations where we would like operators to fly to.
Like Manchester.
Manchester, Birmingham, to name two.
Ryanair used to do Birmingham, didn't they?
They did, but they found that they couldn't make it work. But then there are other operators that have smaller aircraft that are better suited for regional type operations, and they're the types of airlines that we're sort of focused on at the moment.
Mm. One of the councillors described the airport as a vanity project for the area.
Yes.
What did you make of that?
Well, no, I think that particular councillor is entitled to his view, and again. I take the view that it's an essential part of the infrastructure of the North West, and that we must do everything we can to maintain it and sustain it. I just beg to differ on that one.
Yeah. Did he say that the airport can't keep coming back to this area and looking for subvention?
That may have been said, yes. I think, and to go back to my opening remarks, I think we've got to sort of focus on what the benefit of the airport is. Rather than see it as subvention, see it as an investment in a facility, investment in a service, an investment in an asset that provides a much-needed service to the Northwest.
How unusual is it for a guy like you, Roy, to have to go to a council to look for them to fund and help with the running of an airport? I mean, if you look over the UK, how common or uncommon would that experience be, that it would be so dependent on the local authorities?
Well, it's not an unusual business model, actually, that airports throughout Europe, quite a few of them would be council-owned and council-funded. It's probably less common in the UK, but if you take the example of the Highlands and Islands airports in northern Scotland, Inverness, Dundee, and all the various islands there, they're owned and supported by the Scottish Government through the Highlands and Islands Authority. And so they're subvented to the tune of about £20 million per year. Plus they operate on an APD free basis, which is a big advantage to them that we don't have.
What does that mean?
Air passenger duty. They don't pay the £13 air passenger tax that the City of Derry airport passengers are obliged to pay.
Yeah.
So there are models like that where councils fund. Newquay Airport is a council-owned airport and it's subvented to a similar level as City of Derry Airport.
But could you think of another authority in the UK that would have the pressure of running an airport, as does the local authority between Derry and Strabane?
Yeah. Cornwall Council fund Newquay Airport. Down in Cornwall.
And would it be to the same extent, the ratepayers?
But pretty much to the same extent as the ratepayers. In fact, slightly more, I think, in recent years.
And would it be a similar scale airport?
I think they have two scheduled services out of Newquay, one to London City and one to Manchester. And then they would have a number of, because of where Newquay's location, it's a big tourist pull, there would be a lot of summer services then from within GB. To Newquay.
Okay, why isn't it just privately owned? Why isn't City of Derry?
Well, a number of years ago, before the airport was incorporated back in 2010, the airport was put on the market for sale by Derry City Council. There were no bidders to buy it.
Nobody wants it.
As you could see, it'll be a difficult business to sell.
It'd be hard sell, yeah.
Until it starts to make a profit. But I think it's a credit to Derry City and Strabane District Council that they continue to support it, that they see the significance of it for the region, and that they continue to invest in it. I think their credit should be given there for that.
And without the airport, I mean, let's paint this then. If that doomsday scenario outlook, you know, that you didn't have the airport closed, it wasn't there, what would that mean for the region?
Well, straight off, it would mean a loss of 85 permanent jobs here at the airport, plus a number of other jobs that are reliant on the airport through the various franchises and concessions that operate from here. So it's a significant number of job losses straight off. But what we would lose would be that contribution to the gross value added of over $15 million that the airport generates. It's a very good return that the council get on their investment in the airport. The investment of 2.1 towards the operating costs and the 1 million towards the capital costs of the airport, that they're getting a 5x return on that annually from the contribution that the airport makes to the region, and that would be lost if the airport wasn't here.
But if
plus all the connectivity and the convenience to the citizens of this region.
But I mean, I'm sure the argument is made time and time again because of the you know, poor infrastructure and all of that, notwithstanding that the road is going to be developed between Derry and Belfast, but because of the poor infrastructure, that Derry should get more funding from the government rather than from the local authority. That argument must be made, surely.
Well, yes, it's a good argument to make, but I think the argument we'd rather make is to government is to help us to overcome the challenges around route development. And we've had some very, very good positive discussions with government in recent weeks about that. Rather than put money into subvent the airport, give us the money and the wherewithal to attract carriers to the airport, and through doing that we'll reduce subvention.
And that means
it's more about a growth strategy than a support strategy.
Does that mean paying airlines to come to you in effect?
It means helping airlines to get the routes up and running in the early years. No airline can come in to a region like Derry, which is a relatively low wage environment and a very price sensitive environment, and operate a service without making losses in the first couple of years. So it would be to help offset those losses and allow to make this a more attractive area for an airline to come to and to operate from, and to start up in.
The problem is then airlines come in, they might stay for the 2 years and then clear off again.
Well, I think the assessment would have been made. It wouldn't be just wait until the end and then the route would be assessed against the sort of performance criteria set out at the beginning, and continually evaluated against that to see if there is the prospect and the expectation that it will reach the performance targets that allow it to become profitable.
Well, I have a whole list of routes that people want you to get back. Edinburgh, East Midlands, get back or get Malaga.
Yeah.
Malaga's one, I wonder. That would be a popular one, wouldn't it? Nottingham and Birmingham, and of course East Midlands, Manchester, the list goes on. I mean,
yes.
You've got a wish list. You'd love to be flying to all of those airports, but it's not going to happen anytime soon anyway.
It's not going to happen immediately, but our plan and the sort of support mechanisms that we can now see towards route development would be very, very encouraging and allow us to have hope, and more than hope, that we can do that and start to see more routes coming to City of Derry.
Okay, Roy, thanks for joining us.